He actually was sitting in that very chair yesterday saying the same exact thing.
Okay, so that's good that you agree.
What about the issue of biologics as part of neoadjuvant adjuvant therapy in this situation?
That's under investigation, of course. Biologicals can potentially improve the response rate, and we know that there is a correlation with response and resection. We don't have many data from randomized trials. We have the data from the CRYSTAL study in which patients were randomized FOLFIRI or FOLFIRI plus cetuximab. And we saw that more patients with initially unresectable disease on the arm with FOLFIRI cetuximab could undergo resection compared to patients only with FOLFIRI. So that's one aspect. With bevacizumab, we don't have so much data. There was an exploratory analysis of the study presented by Jim Cassidy and Len Saltz of FOLFOX or XELOX plus or minus bevacizumab, where also it has been reported recently that more patients could undergo resection of the metastasis. This is a bit in contrast with the concept that I just told, that there is a correlation between response rate and resection rate, because in these FOLFOX, XELOX, plus or minus bevacizumab, the response rate was identical in the arm with placebo and in the arm with bevacizumab. But it might be, we don't know, that the quality of the responses is a bit better when bevacizumab is given. So that's not clear. That's an area under investigation. But I do believe, since biologicals increase, let's say, the activity of two cytotoxics, that especially and for sure in this group of patients with initially borderline resectable disease or liver metastasis only but not resectable, that if we give these patients two cytotoxics, FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, it's probably not a big difference.